Iran comes out of this agreement, in my view, much stronger. Simply the specifics of exactly what Iran will have to do regarding nuclear weapons have not been laid out. And the notion that somehow they're all going to be concluded in 60 days, I think is ludicrous. Clearly, President Trump was concerned that this war with Iran was very unpopular with the American public, was causing all kinds of economic problems. Gas prices, especially, raised over $1 a gallon. The midterm elections are coming up in November. He was under a lot of pressure to leave, to get a deal with Iran that would enable the United States to claim victory and stop the conflict. But again, one has to ask what was accomplished by this deal. The United States and Iran had a reasonable agreement before the war began. Then the war occurred. 3,000 people were killed, billions of dollars of damage. What did this fighting accomplish? The Trump administration has not given us a persuasive answer to this question. Iran comes out of this agreement, in my view, much stronger simply by surviving, and America much weaker by giving in. Moreover, this whole affair is likely to drive a further wedge between the United States and Israel. The memorandum of understanding included ceasefire with Lebanon. Israel would like freedom of action to respond to attacks with Hezbollah. So once again, we have friction in the American-Israeli relationship. Again, I come to the question, what did this war accomplish? And it seems to me it's done far more harm than good.